and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simmer Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simmer Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. And this is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School, Grade 4 class, and Stand Behind Wildlife Center.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
On radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And welcome back. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. We are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. Had a little bit of mic trouble there. Couldn't quite figure it out. I was on the wrong channel. So that's great. Great way to start today off. Today, we are going to be doing one final Women's History Month episode. I'm super excited for this one because it's kind of many things at once, and I really hope that you are as excited as I am. First of all, I love highlighting not only women in the music industry, but Canadian women in the industry. Canadian music is already very underrepresented on the global stage, and we do have like certain outliers that break through and go global, and maybe that's not always the goal. There are a lot of Canadian musicians that are very happy with their like strong Canadian and then very like niche specific global following, and I completely understand that. But yeah, I wanted to take the time to acknowledge some of the amazing artists that we have living, breathing, working, doing whatever they're doing, making music in Canada, or Canadians that are doing that across the world. So we are going to start it off today with an artist who, if you've ever tuned into this show, I've probably played them. I think they are probably my most played artist across The Mood with May because I love them so much and I want to see them succeed. And I genuinely am surprised that they didn't get nominated for a Juno with this album. This is Afternoon Bike Ride. This is off of their most recent album. It's technically their third album, not including their lo-fi stuff that they did early on in their career, but their third, like, true official album. And it released in 2025. I saw them perform in Toronto in November for the album tour, and they're just a fantastic group. I don't want to say led, but like their vocalist, Leah Curry, she also has a solo project. She released a solo album in 2024, and she's just an absolutely amazing, absolutely lovely human being, and I am so lucky to live in the same timeline that she is creating art. And a lot of the lyrics in the song are actually written, in the songs for Afternoon Bike Ride, are written by her, and in relation to her life experiences. So I'm really incredibly, really incredibly excited to see what they do with their career, and hopefully they get a little bit more traction in the coming years. I know that they have some new projects they're working on. They're touring with American Football. Oh my God, my throat. I don't know what's happening. They are touring with American Football in August, so I'm going to see them again in Toronto, opening for American Football at History, which, again, if you're attending that gig already for American Football, come early for the openers. It's totally worth it. But also, I do see them going really far. It's just, you know, reaching the right people and putting things out at the right time. That being said, the second half of today, or I guess half of whatever I'm playing, is also going to be Juno-nominated artists, specifically women or gender-diverse people. And that's just because the Junos are coming up this weekend, and I thought it would be a really great time because I'm part of the CARA's voting committee for the Junos, so I was part of the nomination, going through the nominations for certain categories and then voting in the second round on the final recipients. I have no idea who's winning, so I guess I'll find out the same time as everybody else, but it was really jarring, I guess, because we talk so much about trying to like include women in the industry and trying to create more representation. And I feel like so many of these statistics get thrown at you of saying like, oh, well, now we include like X amount of women or X percentage of women. Women are represented in X amount of categories. And like, they're really trying to sell this to you. But then when you go through, like, it's like maybe less than 50% if you look across all categories. Anyhow, that's my little bit of a rant. I know that the Junos, like, they do, it's run by many people. Like, it's not one overseeing committee. So it's just, like, a product of the environment, and they can't really control all of that. But it would be so lovely to see more representation of women across all categories, not only at the Junos, but also in other like music award ceremonies. Looking at the Grammys, I guess, is the big one. And honestly, even in award shows in general, like, I was really so incredibly happy when the cinematographer for Sinners won the Oscar for cinematography, best cinematography in a feature film. She was the first woman to win it ever, I think. Anyhow, and only the second woman to be nominated, I want to say. Anyhow, that being said, I hope that you enjoy the next few tracks. We're going to kick it off with See Me Old by Afternoon Bike Ride. After that, another artist who is originally from Montreal, and I believe now lives in France, so great for them. But it's Uri with Umru. And the track is called Lose Control. It was released March 18th of this year, so literally last week. But I love Uri. She's done a lot of work with Hildegard, which is another artist out of Montreal, or like a group of artists out of Montreal. And then she also has her own album that came out in 2025 called Daisy Cutter, which I have played on air, and I strongly recommend if you're into more like, I don't want to say electronica, but like indie electronica, where I don't know. It's, you have to listen to it. I don't have the music vocabulary to explain this to you, unfortunately. But Uri is a fantastic artist and Canadian and a woman. So what better way to celebrate the conclusion of Women's History Month than by listening to female artists? And then finally, we are going to hear the newest single from Metric, Time is a Bomb. This is off of their upcoming album, Romanticize the Dive, which releases April 24th, so in about a month, which is super exciting. And Metric is also playing across Canada. They just released some more dates. I know I was criticizing them before because they only had one Canadian date and it was in Toronto, but they released more Canadian dates for their tour with Stars and Broken Social Scene. So definitely check that out. I know I am going to try my hardest to be at the Toronto show. I haven't bought tickets yet because I have no idea where I'm going to be or what I'm doing. But if you do know where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing and you are available, you should go see it. That's a lovely group of artists that are all Canadian, and they're amazing. So without further ado, here is Afternoon Bike Ride and See Me Old right on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Just coming.
welcome back. You just finished listening to the newest single from Metric, Time is a Bomb, off of their upcoming album in the end of April. And then before that, we had Ori with Umru for Lose Control, released as a single March 18th, so last week. And then at the very top of that set, we heard from Afternoon Bike Ride and See Me Old, off of their 2025 album, Running With Scissors, which I think should have been nominated for a Juno. But such is life. The next segment that we're going to get into is going to be talking about some of the Juno nominees. These are all going to be women, gender diverse folk who have been nominated, and some of my favorites, some of which I have actually played, I think most of which I've actually played on the show before. So I tried to pick songs that I haven't played off of whatever album or project was nominated for them. So we're going to kick things off with Saya Gray. Now, Saya Gray is a Toronto-based artist. She is somebody who I have been kind of championing for the past year and a little bit. Like, I started listening to her right, like, the months leading up to the album release, which her album is named Saya. I do strongly believe that she could be one of the artists that really breaks out of Canada. Like, already she's starting to get a lot of recognition in online chat forums and, like, different music influencers from all sorts. I'm blanking on which music influencers I've heard talk about her, but a lot of them said that, like, she was one of their top albums of 2025, which I'm really so, like, excited for. I think it's great when women break past the Canada boundary, especially. She is nominated for a number of categories at the Junos. I believe she is nominated for Breakthrough Artist or Group of the Year, and she's in some pretty good company there. And then she is also nominated for Alternative Album of the Year, which I strongly agree with. And I really hope that she wins both of them. I do think that I voted for both of those categories. And then after that, we have Dominique Fiamme with Freedom Become. This is off of her album, My World is the Sun. This came out in 2026, but I believe there was a version that came out in 2025, or it was the Live at Montreal Jazz Fest. But I wanted to play a newer track by her off of her new album. But Dominique Fiamme is an artist that I've played a couple times. And, oh, sorry, she's not nominated this year, but she was nominated previously. But she's amazing. And that's my bad. But I love her. And I think you should definitely go and check out her album, My World is the Sun, because it's incredible and you will strongly enjoy it. And then after that, we have Goldie Boutier with Goldie Montana. This is off of her album, Goldie Boutier Presents Goldie Montana. So we're really getting the full scope there. And Goldie is also nominated for Breakthrough Artist or Group of the Year. She creates this, like, really incredible visual narrative around her music as well. And I was actually introduced to her by Erin of Whiplash. So shout out to Erin. We love her. She was the reason that I got onto Goldie ahead of the curve. I think she introduced me to her in, like, 2023, and then I was there for the 2024 EP release for The Actress, which was also an incredible EP. Strongly recommend you check it out. So without further ado, we are going to kick things off with Saya Gray and Shell of a Man off of her album Saya, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
How do I get past the past? I'm still hung up on cobwebs. I lasted this long in a paper house. Dopamine kicking when I hit the ground. Oh, how do I get past the past? I'm still hung up on cobwebs. Saying I can't go.
couldn't look more innocent. I look like a virgin and you wouldn't know the difference. No one sees the grifter, she's cutting her figure so well again. Not even a whisper, and that's how I win your confidence. My sins are forgiven before I have even committed them. You'll get the estate, my period's later than it's ever been. Now everybody's getting what they wanted, aren't they? I look pretty inside a photograph, don't you agree? As I wink at your
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Goldie Battier with Goldie Montana. Before that, we had Freedom Become by Dominique Fiamme. And at the very top of that set, we heard from Saya Gray with Shell of a Man off of her Juno-nominated album, Saya, from 2025. This is been the Mood with May on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're going to get into our last few songs of the hour. Just a quick review of what we've done so far, highlighting some women in the Canadian music industry that I love, that I'm really excited to either see what comes next, or in the case of Metric, where their career is already kind of like out there and it's huge. I'm excited to see them this summer. So there's that. And then we heard from some artists who are either Juno nominated or should be Juno nominated. I know Dominique has won Junos in the past, and I do genuinely think that this album, My World is the Sun, will be nominated in next year's Junos. I think it's a very strong contender, especially since she's already won something. She's broken that first barrier. We're going to get into the last few tracks of the hour, I guess. But before I do that, I just wanted to speak a little bit about women in the music industry, simply just because it is the end of Women's History Month, and I think it's really important to acknowledge that, like I was talking about last week a little bit, that women are the ones who tend to be the barrier breakers, and they tend to be the ones leading the pack and creating these opportunities, not only for other women, but for many people in the industry, whether they're a man, they're gender diverse, they're whatever. And I think that seeing women go out and win awards is really incredibly important because it creates representation. For example, one of my favorite artists of all time, Nemesis, won for Alternative Album of the Year last year at the Junos, and she is just an incredible force. I'm actually going to play one of her songs in this last set just because, you know what, I feel like it. I decided in the moment. But she has been she's Palestinian-Canadian. She's been very outspoken about what's happening in Gaza, and very outspoken about the industry and the ways that it kind of, for better or for worse, manipulates artists and kind of creates a control element in ways kind of beyond what you would expect, because obviously there's like contractual obligation, but then you're also looking towards things like she wasn't allowed to speak out about what was happening in her country because she was under this record deal, and she ended up being dropped from her label because she was like, I'm not going to be silent on this issue, and I'm not going to stand here and let these things happen. And she still won the Juno after self-producing this album. So I am incredibly proud of her as an artist, as a woman, and just as a person operating within this industry that is kind of weird and twisted and very malicious at times. And I think that is a way that award ceremonies can kind of bring to light these artists where maybe the industry failed them, and it gives them a way to get out and like reach new audiences and kind of have something to their name. Anyhow, I love Nemesis, and I wish her all the best, and I hope that there is a new album coming this year, because I think we have gone too far, far too long, without hearing from her. Anyhow, we are going to start today off, or start this set off, with Begonia, who is nominated at the 2025 Junos for, I believe, their adult alternative as well album, Fantasy Life. This track is off of that album. I listened to it. I quite enjoyed it. I strongly recommend you listen to the album in its entirety, if you enjoy this track especially, but also just in terms of the fact that this is going to be a part of Canadian music history, whether you like it or not. And then after that, we have a fan favorite. I think everybody at the station loves them. I love them. I know they like sell out Kingston venues every single time that they come, and they're playing, I believe, Bud Stage, or they played Bud Stage last summer. They might be coming back this summer. But the Beaches with Lesbians of the Year. This is also Juno nominated this album. And they were also, so this is off of No Hard Feelings, I believe. Yeah, this is off of No Hard Feelings. So that was nominated for Rock Album of the Year. They were also nominated for Songwriter of the Year, and they were also nominated for Group of the Year. So they have a lot of accolades. I think being nominated is an accolade in and of itself, so they have that for them. And also, people just love this album. People love the, like, Blame Brett or Blame My Ex, like, album promotional cycle. And I'm really excited to see what they do, because I think they are one of those artists that is breaking beyond the bounds of the Canadian music market. And then after that, we're going to hear from Aura Kogan and Believe in the Devil. This is off of her newest album that came out March 13th, so a couple weeks ago, called Hard Hearted Woman. I think I played a track from this album before the album was out, but I strongly recommend you go and listen to it in full. It's such a delectable album. I love Aura Kogan. She is one of the artists in the Canadian music scene where I am like, I need to see you do more, and I need to see you get larger. I think you deserve it. So it sounds as though I'm talking to her. I doubt that she is listening to this. And then finally, if we have time, we'll play a track off of Nemesis's Juno award-winning album Verbatim. I think I will play, I think I'm gonna play Stick of Gum, because that has been on my rotation a lot quite recently. So without further ado, let's kick it off with Deep Red Cherry Night by Begonia on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's like, baby, cherry night. I wanna be like you. I'm
stained kitchen tiles, my life in view. Turn the key around to the sounds, I'm unbound. You're picking out the seeds and peeling the fruit. And it feels like a deep red cherry night. I wanna be alive with you. Bitterness aside, till it's almost ripe. I wanna be alive with you. In the passenger seat, handfuls blushing sweet, making shapes in the wind. Your eyes on the highway bends. As the sun goes down, colors fly, pits spit out. We drive till we feel like we're home again. Our home is a tree growing round you and me. Arms outstretched, it's harvest season. Hair like strawberry. My open window, and I welcome the breeze in. And it feels like a deep red cherry night. I wanna be alive with you. Bitterness aside, we wait till it's almost right. Mm-hmm.
red cherry night. I wanna be alive with you. All bitterness aside, can't wait till it's almost ripe. I wanna be alive with you.
I just got this far. masterpiece. Everything you do for love, just double it. To me.
Host of Democracy Now!, this is CFRC 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Tune has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.